my question has been, why are we spending a lot of taxpayer money for a inefficient and ineffective program that's well above federal minimum?
That's why Representative John Becker of Southwest Ohio wants to cut Medicaid eligibility rates down to the federal minimum. The lawmaker plans to formally introduce a bill that would change Medicaid rolls for parents, pregnant women, and those on the buy-in system. As of now, parents in Ohio are eligible for Medicaid if they're earning at or below 90% of the federal poverty level. Becker's plan would drop that to 34%. For pregnant women, that threshold would go from 200% of the poverty level to 133%, and the state's Medicaid buy-in program for workers with disabilities would be cut altogether. Ohio's Office of Medicaid did not have a comment regarding Becker's plan. The representative says this proposal is just one way of addressing what he believes is an overall problem with federal government programs.
You know, for one thing, whenever you're spending somebody else's money, which of course is what you're doing in any government program, you're reaching into one person's wallet and giving money to somebody else. You know, I just have some general philosophical problems with that, and whenever it's done, it does give me pause.
Becker adds that the federal government is on an unsustainable path of spending that could ultimately lead to bankruptcy. If the state goes with his plan, Becker says it would save $1.5 billion.
He wants to go down to the bare minimum, which puts us in Charles Dickens' England in terms of health care policy, throwing us back to a time when low-income families went without basic health coverage.
Kathy Levine, co-chair of Ohio Consumers for Health Coverage, says this plan would impact hundreds of thousands of people. She urges that taking away health care that could cover preventive measures would only amount to more medical problems later down the road, and this is merely shifting the cost.
When you take away health coverage, you save the money you're paying up front, but you pay for health care usually in more expensive places. People who don't get prenatal care are more likely to give birth to children who need a lifetime of care and will receive that care at far greater costs.
So, she does make a valid point. But, what I come back to is if you look at the whole Medicaid program, it's probably the worst devised federal program, ever in existence, and that it is so wrought with fraud, abuse, corruption, and waste. Just the thought of expanding or doubling down on all that, I'm just frankly repulsed by the idea.
Becker admits that his plan could increase costs in other areas, but adds that no one knows just how much that would be. Levine has been on the front lines advocating for Medicaid expansion. She says the healthcare industry agrees that eligibility should increase, adding that Becker's proposal is purely political and that it shouldn't be taken seriously.
This is an incredibly mean-spirited move if it were taken seriously, but I don't think it's serious.
Becker says his bill might not get consideration as a standalone measure, but hopes that it adds to the bigger conversation about Medicaid expansion. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.